Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison terus mempromosikan gas sebagai sumber energi yang dapat diandalkan hanya beberapa hari sebelum dirilisnya roadmap energi pemerintah. Perdana Menteri Morrison mengancam akan campur tangan dan membangun pembangkit listrik berbahan bakar gas pekan lalu jika pasar tidak menggantikan pembangkit listrik tenaga batubara Liddell yang akan ditutup pada tahun 2023. Meskipun mendapat reaksi keras dari penyedia energi, Perdana Menteri Morrison mengatakan bahwa teknologi itu sangat penting.
Well, gas has chosen itself because as yet there has been nothing that has been presented which meets the goals that we have, which is reliability and the firming capability for renewables to meet the gap that will be created. But of the 1,000 megawatts that are needed to replace Liddell, there'll be a mixture. There will be gas, but there will also be some form of a traditional coal-fired, which will make up part of that, but there will also be battery as well. That's all part of the 1,000 megawatts.
Namun target emisi karbon nol bersih pada tahun 2050 masih belum jelas. Perdana Menteri Morrison mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa ia menolak untuk menyatakan komitmen pada target tersebut dengan mengatakan ia lebih tertarik untuk langsung melakukannya.
Our policy is to achieve that in the second half of this century. I'm interested in doing the things that make that happen. It's about the technology and that will produce the results. And the results means lower emissions. And what we need to do is make sure the investments are driven by having lower emissions, lower costs, and supporting both today's jobs and future jobs.
Hal senada juga disampaikan oleh Menteri Keuangan, Matthias Cormann.
We are not about making symbolic commitments into the never-never. We're about taking action. We are committed through the Paris Agreement to a 2030 emissions reduction target, but we are working through our technology roadmap as hard as we can to do what we can to help reduce emissions in a way that is economically responsible and environmentally effective.
Setiap negara bagian dan teritori telah menandatangani salah satu dari tujuan atau target dan telah mendapat dukungan luar biasa dari sektor bisnis dan industri. Lebih dari 100 negara juga telah membuat komitmen tersebut. Greg Bourne dari Dewan Iklim mengatakan kepemimpinan dari pemerintah federal itu sangat penting.
Otherwise, there are mixed signals which go to the market, and in the end, it's the market and business that delivers the changes that are necessary, whether it be in the agricultural sector, in the energy sector, in other sectors. We need an absolute determination to get to net zero by 2050 and interim targets, and that is necessary to come from the federal government.
Pemerintah mengatakan roadmap teknologi pemerintah federal akan memberikan arahan untuk pengurangan emisi. Namun pemimpin Partai Buruh Anthony Albanese mengatakan ia meragukan roadmap tersebut akan memenuhi apa yang dibutuhkan.
The government says that they're going to have a roadmap, but to a destination that they don't have. Well, a roadmap without a destination is a road to nowhere. And that's why the government should adopt zero net emissions by 2050, consistent with every state and territory government. It's only ideology that is standing in the way.
Sementara Partai Buruh mendukung target tahun 2050 itu, sejauh ini belum ada target sementara. Pada pemilihan terakhir, mereka menjanjikan target pengurangan emisi sebesar 45% pada tahun 2030. Tetapi sejauh ini, belum ada perkembangan lebih lanjut sesuai dengan janji tersebut. Juru bicara sumber daya Partai Buruh, Joel Fitzgibbon mengatakan kepada Sky News bahwa partai tidak boleh terburu-buru mengambil keputusan. Mr. Fitzgibbon sebelumnya telah mendukung dukungan pembayar pajak untuk memperluas sektor gas.
So the government sets targets, the opposition doesn't. Let's wait and see where we are in a couple of years' time. See how technologies are developing, because as I've said many times, the path to 2050 is not linear. As new capabilities come, technologies come online, then obviously the task gets easier.
Tetapi Mr. Bourne dari Dewan Iklim mengatakan, target sementara adalah bagian penting dari tujuan yang lebih besar untuk mencapai target nol bersih emisi pada tahun 2050.
If you do not have interim targets, you don't know where you're going. You really don't. And anyone who's worked in business absolutely knows that. You've got to have, yes, your final goals, and they might change over a number of decades, but you need to know where you're going. You need to know where you're going in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time. It's critical. So the opposition absolutely must set their own interim targets.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.